Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Die oomblik is dit net besig, Zanti, dis blomme en dis kos en dis rokke en dis al daai goed. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. Môre Brad, môre luisteraars. Ja, weet jy wat? Dit is besig, maar dis 'n voorreg,
nê. Ja.
Ek dink baie keer, ja, is mens besig met 'n klomp nonsens ook, maar ja. Ek dink is 'n goeie tyd van die jaar, maar dat daar definitief vertroue vir ons in nie hierdie Saterdag nie, maar volgende Saterdag in plet voor lê, is verseker so en maar ons is dankbaar en is 'n voorreg.
We're so happy for you, Zanti. What a time of wonderful celebration. En ons sê dankie vir jou tyd vanoggend.
Is reg en ek deel graag vanoggend. Dit bly maar vir my 'n voorreg dat ons in ons land deur klankgolwe die Here se naam mag groot maak.
Amen.
Ek dink nie ons moet dit ooit miskyk of nie genoeg dankbaar wees daarvoor nie. Dit is regtig 'n voorreg wat die Here ons gee. So dankie ook vir julle almal by Cape Pulpit en elke een wat daar onbaatsigtig so dien. Ek eer elkeen van julle vanoggend.
Sure, dankie.
En ek weet die Here sien en ek wil vandag juist oor iets praat wat ek dink ons almal deurgaan. Dink nie ek weet. En dan soms twyfel ons in dit wat die Here ons voorgeroep het. Ek wil vandag vir jou sê, jy kan in die middel van God se wil vir jou lewe wees. Jy kan in sy perfekte wil vir jou lewe wees en nog steeds deur die grootste storm gaan. Ek wil jou bemoedig daarmee, want soms dink ons as ons deur storms gaan, dat jy weet, ons is van die pad af of die Here wil ons straf of en soms, jy weet, is self-inflicted pain wat ons aan onsself doen. Maar ek wil ook vir jou bemoedig dat van die grootste storms tref jy wanneer jy presies is waar die Here wil hê jy moet wees. En ek wil jou bemoedig deur Paulus se storie in Handelinge 27 en 28 en ek gaan vinnig praat want is eintlik ek kan baie meer sê maar ek het min tyd vanoggend. So ek wil net vir jou sê Paul's ship broke apart, but God's plan carried him to Malta.
Yeah.
You see, there are seasons when the winds rise, the waves swell and everything we relied on seems to fall apart. Paul enters a storm so intense that seasoned sailors give up all hope. The ship breaks apart, the plan crumbles, and fear overtakes everyone on board. Yet Paul stands up in the middle of the chaos with unshakable confidence, not grounded in optimism, not in experience, and not in wishful thinking. His confidence comes from a word of God. God said Paul would stand before Caesar. Therefore, Paul knew nothing, not a storm, not a sea, not a shipwreck could stop it. This story taught me a truth of eternal importance, that faith is not believing God will do what we imagine. Faith is believing God will do what he has spoken.
Amen.
So ek wil vandag vir jou en vir my uitdaag om by God se troon te gaan sit and to hear the word he speaks over us. Because if we have his word in a situation, we know we are in his will, then it shall be done. And nothing will come against it. If God has said it, we will make it. If God has not said it, we cannot assume it. Baie belangrik. Now let's quickly walk through this story and hear what the Spirit says this morning. And hierdie is 'n paar punte wat ek hier uitgevat het en ek het dit nou die dag met 'n klomp mense by die kerk gedeel en ek deel dit graag met jou vanoggend. Die eerste punt, storms come even when we are in the perfect will of God. You see, being in the will of God does not exempt us from storms. Sometimes the most violent storms strike when we are exactly where God wants us. But notice this, God did not speak before the storm to tell them what would happen. He spoke in the storm. God often waits until human strength fails, so his word alone will anchor his people. Twee, God speaks a word before he brings a rescue. In Acts 27 verses 22 it says, yet now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you. So spreek dit, hy stuur 'n engel om dit te sê. Why? Not because Paul felt good about the situation, not because the storm looked manageable, not because he was an optimist. But Paul had a word from God. You see, the deep truth is faith is not built on forecasts. Faith is built on God's revealed word. 3, God's promise does not cancel wisdom or obedience. Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay on the ship, you cannot be saved. Die Here het van hulle almal verwag om op die skip te bly en 'n paar van hulle wou die rescue boat steel en met hom alleen weggaan. En Paul het gesê, we have to be obedient. God's promises always include obedience and action. A divine promise does not remove human responsibility. God's word creates a path, but we must walk in it. You cannot ignore wisdom and blame the storm. You cannot disregard obedience and expect the promise to hold. You see, the ship breaks, but God's word remains. Is dit nie pragtig nie? They survive because God said they would.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have this map of our own life and we've got this word from the Lord and we think it's going to play out the way we see it in our heads. But you see, they were on their way to Rome, but God had Malta also in his plan. Malta, a place they didn't plan, but God prepared. They did not plan it, they did not know it, they did not expect it, but God had purpose there. A miracle of divine protection for them, a miracle of healing for the people that lived in Malta. And God provided everything they needed from there to Rome on their journey by their stop in Malta. What seemed like a detour was part of God's design. Maybe you land up somewhere where you never thought and you think it is way out of God's plan. It is, if he spoke the word, it is perfectly on his map. Maybe not yours, but on his. So a truth to embrace is when you follow God's word, your destination may look nothing like your map, but it will match his perfect purpose. The word of the Lord is always perfectly fulfilled. And so we came to Rome, Acts 28 verses 13. Exactly what God said, exactly what God intended, exactly what God ordained. Through storms, delays, shipwrecks, and detours, God's word carried Paul all the way to the place he had promised. You see, there's central themes here for our lives. One, you cannot assume safety unless God has spoken. When God speaks, his word becomes your anchor. If God says you will make it, no storm can kill you or that purpose. If God has not said it, wait for him. Never force his voice. You must hear him, depend on him, and obey him. True faith begins where God's word is heard. So to conclude, Paul's story teaches us something profound, that you are not held by ships. You are not kept by circumstances. You are not preserved by luck or chance. You are held, kept, and preserved only by the word of God. If God says you will reach the other side, you will. If God says you will survive, you will. If God says you will stand, you will. But God must say it. So listen to his voice, build your life on his word, anchor your hope in his promise, because storms may come, ships may break, plans may dissolve, but the word of the Lord endures forever. I hope this encouraged you like it encouraged me. Amen and amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.